This pen right here, this pen is an interesting example. It's the same thing. So this pen is very inexpensive. But it writes well. See this pen right here, this pen is an interesting example. It's the same thing. So this pen is very inexpensive. But it writes well. I like it. But I can't have the pen the way it was. You know what it is. I don't want to give too much publicity, but they do treat me well. Sharpie. So I came here. They have $1,000 pens. And, you know, you hand pens out. You're signing and you're handing them out. You're handing them to all these people. Sometimes you have 30, 40 people. And they were $1,000 a piece. Beautiful pen. Ballpoint. 1,000. It was gold, silver, gorgeous. But I'm handing out to kids that don't even know what they are. What is this, Mommy? It's kids. They're getting a pen for $1,000. They have no idea what it is. And I feel guilty because I'm like, you know, I'm by nature. I don't, you know, it's the government. I love the government. Like, I love myself economically. I want to save money. So I'm saying, this is crazy. And it had another problem. They didn't write well. So I take it out. And I saw it, and there's no ink. And I got all you people looking. And you're saying, there must be something wrong with Trump. And I'm signing. And there's no ink in the pen, and it costs $1,000. This one, I called the guy. I said, I'd like to use your pen, but I can't have a gray thing with a big S on it, saying Sharpie, as I'm signing a $1 trillion airplane contract to buy brand new fighter jets, brand new B-2 bombers, of which we just ordered plenty. I love the government. Like, I love myself economically. I want to save money. So I'm saying, this is crazy. And it had another problem. They didn't write well. So I take it out, and I sign it, and there's no ink. And I got all you people looking, and you're saying, there must be something wrong with Trump. And there's no ink in the pen.
Just to finish on this one. So I told that story to somebody and said, yeah, but I mean, but it's not the same thing. I said, you're right. This one is better. It writes. So the guy said to me, you don't have to pay me, sir. I'll give him to you for nothing. I said, no, I don't want that. Let me pay you. I want to pay you. No, sir, you don't have to. You're the president of the United States. He was shocked. The head of Sharpie gets a call. I don't even know who the hell he is. He said, is this really the president? He said, no, you don't have to pay me, sir. This is such an honor. I said, nope, I want to pay you. And he said, what would you like to pay? I said, how about $5 a pen? He said, that's all right. Whatever the hell we agreed to. Peanuts. As opposed to $1,000. And these were $1,000 pens. And we were giving them out. Sometimes, you know, you were there for signings. I'd have 30, 40 people standing behind me. I'd give out 40 pens to people. Then somebody would say, could I have a couple extra? This way, I'd go like this. Hey, you want five? Here, take five. But the bottom line is, they're better pens. It's a business story. So for $5, could be zero, but for $5, I get a much better pen than for $1,000. And I could hand them out. And actually, they become hot as a pistol. So what can I tell you? Yeah. With that, could I give it to, please, a man who's done a great job at Treasury? Good luck, Scott.
Well, sir, as always, you're a tough act to follow.
A man who's done a great job at Treasury. Good luck, Scott.
Well, sir, as always, you're a tough act to follow. But that is very illustrative.